Well, that's a perfect segue for a mother-in-law joke. You want to hear one? I didn't tell him at the other two masses. The most basic biblical mother-in-law joke. Why did Peter deny Jesus three times? Because Jesus cured his mother-in-law. That's all in the Bible. It's just all in the Bible. Just quoting the Bible. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We are listening to the travel account in Luke's gospel. This travel account takes up eight chapters of Luke's gospel, in which our Lord is traveling. He's walking to Jerusalem to be crucified. And as he travels over a period of time, he teaches what we need to learn to save our souls. We're listening to this travel account over 18 weeks here at Mass. And we are now right in the middle of it. We heard in today's gospel, the 12th chapter of Luke, verses 49 to 53. And we can all agree in the gospel we just heard, things are starting to heat up. Things are starting to heat up. We hear urgency in the voice of our Lord. Urgency that he wants to complete his mission. He wants to accomplish the mission the Father has set before him. And we can also perhaps hear some dread. A little bit of dread. Our Lord knows that the opposition is forming. The opposition is growing. Above all, our Lord knows that when he does reach the end of his travels, when he does reach Jerusalem, he will be put to death. There's an interesting structure in this gospel we just heard. Luke wants us to figure it out. It's not easy to see. In verse 49, we hear what will happen to us because of what our Lord teaches. In the next two verses, 50 and 51, we hear what will happen to our Lord because of what he teaches. He will receive the baptism, which is the sacrifice he must offer to save us from hell. And then in the last two verses, verses 52 and 53, Luke wants us to hear again what will happen to us. Because of Jesus. You don't care about that, do you? I could have cared less about it, but I had to pass the class, okay? Aside from all of that intended structure by Luke, I think listening to this gospel makes all of us a little nervous. We're often programmed to think that Jesus is this really, really nice guy. Bringing peace, happiness, joy, kind of just hangs out. California surfer type. We kind of get nervous when our Lord says, I've come to bring division. I've come to set families against themselves. Strife. Doesn't it make us a little nervous? When Jesus says, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were ablaze. You're not going to hear this gospel at a wedding. But then again, maybe you should. This symbol of fire our Lord uses, what is it all about? Remember, going back deep into the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, fire has always been a symbol of the presence of God. Remember Moses tending the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro. Moses encounters God in the burning bush. The fire in that bush was the presence of God. When Israel would finally move out of slavery, what led them? What comforted Israel? The column, the Bible tells us, the column of fire. This window here. On Pentecost, tongues of fire descended upon Mary and the apostles. This presence of God gave birth to the church, or we wouldn't be here today. St. John the Baptist once said that our Lord will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. In this context, fire means to be purified, purification. When we purify gold, when gold is purified by fire, what happens? It's divided. What's good, you wear on your body, and we put in the dome of our baldacchino. What's bad burns and disappears. That same fire must purify our souls, which is painful. It's never easy to be purified. So our Lord is telling us, I have come to bring the presence of God to this earth like never before. And he wants it to spread like a fire. And that he has come to purify the earth from sin to redemption. This little gospel packs a punch. I wish we could hear it more. Next week, we will hear another lesson as our Lord walks to Jerusalem. But our lesson this week is really about a decision. It's really about a decision that we are forced to make. A decision we are forced to make for or against our Lord. For or against. There's no riding the fence. And it's also about accepting the consequences for our decision. You, for your part, have done this. You have set aside time today to come to Mass in a very graphic way to exhibit that you are for our Lord. That you are for our Lord. And this is a decision we have to make again and again and again. We pray to do it again and again and again until our death. Until our death, when our Lord's mission will, he promises, it will be accomplished in us.